We're doing Rav Charlap and Parshat Noach Ma'amar Chet, the eighth speech. Dor HaMabul v'Dor Kabbalat HaTorah, the generation of the flood and the generation that received the Torah. Eile toldot, Noach et Elokim italech Noach. We speak about Noach, Noach walked before Hashem. Rashi, should I read the Hebrew and translate or just translate?
No, I'm happy with
the Hebrew. Hinei b'Rashi katav, Rashi wrote, Shenoach haya tzich sad letomcho, that Noach needed Hashem's support. It says, et Elokim italech Noach. With Hashem, Noach walked. With Hashem's help. V'ilu b'Avram ne'emar, with regards to Avram, we find a different term. Asher hitalachti lefanav. Avram says, Hashem, who I merited to walk before him. So to speak, Hashem, Avram walked unsupported. Shelo haya tzarich sad. Avram did not need support. V'ainyan hu, hine'amru yitzro shel adam tkeber alav b'chol yom. So the concept is as follows. The Talmud in Tractate Kiddushin tells us that every day man finds himself with a new battle. His desires are fighting to overcome him. And if he didn't have godly intervention, if Hashem wouldn't help a person would succumb. The Yetzer Hara would overcome him. The Yetzer Hara is naturally more potent than man. Man needs heaven's help to overcome the Yetzer Hara. V'kvar shalu, so it's been asked already, Lama yanot nitan kokach koach leYetzer Hara sheyachazak mikvi koach adam? Why did Hashem create it that way? That our Yetzer is so powerful, and then Hashem has to help us to overcome him. What's the idea behind that? So the idea is as follows. After the flood, we find, it says, after the flood, Hashem says, I will no longer curse the earth, because man's desires are evil from the time they're born. So what is Hashem saying? I won't curse anymore. You look at the verses before the flood, it says Hashem saw that man's thoughts were evil all day. Hashem says, because they're bad, I won't curse. But before the flood, what did Hashem say? Because they're bad, I will destroy. So wait a second, they were bad before the flood. After the flood, Hashem says, I see they're bad, so I won't curse. What do you mean? But you saw they were bad before, and that was the reason you brought the flood. Hashem says, yeah, but now I won't curse because they're bad. They have evil inclination. What are you saying? What changed? What is Hashem saying? I won't make a flood because I know that man's inclinations are evil. Hashem says, I won't curse the earth anymore because of man, because his inclinations are evil. What's it the earth's fault? Why was the earth cursed? Hashem says, I won't curse the earth anymore. I won't bring a flood. Wait a second, if man has evil inclinations, Hashem says, I see that, and so I'm not going to curse the earth anymore, but why should the earth have been cursed? What's the connection? Ulam kvar be'arnu, we already explained, Rav Charlap wrote about this earlier, shebereshit ha'yitzira notzar kol bevchira. When Hashem created everything, everything was created with free will. Kmo shamru chazan, the Talmud says in Tractate Rosh Hashanah, kol ma'aseh v'reshit le'da'atan nivru. Everything Hashem created, Hashem asked, do you want to be created? So that means everything had free will in the beginning of creation. Hashem asked every tree, Hashem asked every plant, Hashem asked every animal. Rashi over there explains that Hashem asked them, do you want to be created? And then every creation chose a task. So the rocks, the part of the planet that has no capacity, no life, so to speak, they chose to be that way. Vatzomech tzomech, and vegetation chose to be vegetation, and animals chose to be animals. Ve'gam kolam ve'am bachulem kolchat tafkido hamiyuchad. And every nation chose what their task would be on the planet. Ve'Yisrael am kedoshim shebachulem liot am dvukim v'chabukim bo. The Jewish people chose to be the holy nation that's going to choose Hashem and connect and hug Hashem. Ve'lefarsem shmo ba'olam, and to be the ones responsible for publicizing Hashem's name in the world. To promote monotheism, to praise Hashem, to exalt Hashem, to speak about Hashem's glory.
I don't understand the connection between this and then the original. How does he hasn't yet answered.
He builds up towards the answer. You're right. He isn't yet answering the question.
But the sense of those given as an answer.
It is. It's a part of the answer. We'll have to hear him out. So he says, free choice and that capacity to choose remains by Israel. Yaakov bachar loka. Jacob chooses Hashem. We say Naaseh v'nishma. We continue choosing. We're continuing to choose to go on this path. V'adama bereshit bechirata. Now, if you look at the earth, initially, when the earth chose what its task would be, lakha la'atzma tafkid yot mishne me'etz lapri. The earth took on the task to play a supporting role to the tree and to the fruit, v'chen latet ma'afara la'adam, and to play a supporting role that its earth would be used to form man, be'ofen she'yeh nimshach achar chomer v'afrurit. And part of that was that man who is formed from the earth would have a tendency to be drawn to that which is earthly and physical. And that's what caused man to err and sin. That's why man is so attracted, and that's why man has such desire, because he was formed from the physical. Earth combined with soul. So man sees the tree. The tree is attracting. The tree is delicious. And that's why when Hashem curses man, he curses the earth that gave man that earthliness of being so attracted to that which is physical. That was all earth. Now the earth was punished. And so man has shifted. And in punishing and bringing the flood, what happens is man is no longer as attracted to the earth. And now he has a different Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara that plagues him is more spiritual. Man's evil inclination now is very different. It is not on the animalistic level that it was pre the flood. Before the flood, man was running after his desires like an animal, but worse. He was completely out of control. Hashem says, there's too much desire going on here. Now there's something else. Man's desire is a different desire. Man's desires start with his thought. They don't start with his body. Our body follows our thought. But it says, you see, your mind desires, you pursue. It's not, let's describe it in a crass way, right? If you're walking around now, many cats are in heat. If you listen, you'll hear at night the cats having cat fights. Now you hear everywhere I went last night, I saw cats growling at one another. You see them fighting for the female cat. What's going on? The female cat, when it does its needs, so it emits a certain chemical that brings on a certain smell, that the other cats go wild over that. It's a physical reaction. There's nothing spiritual going on there. They're not thinking, they're reacting, they're behaving like animals. Today, when man is attracted to people of the opposite gender, there's something going on there. He sees, he thinks, he synthesizes, he desires. There's a physical desire, but it starts in the mind. But before the flood, it was no different than the animals in heat. There was this desire that they were running like animals after the women. There was an attraction that was not only coming from the mind. It was coming from the physical body.
It was very caveman-like.
Oh, you could call it like that. So, Hashem says, I'm going to remove that part of the human being. I'm going to punish the earthliness of him, but he's still going to remain with the Yetzer Hara that's more spiritual, more conceptual. So Hashem says, I'm going to give that Yetzer Hara, though, a tremendous potency. Because if it has that potency, then when man will fall, he will have an excuse. And I will blame him less. I will say, I created him with that weakness. I created a weakness there where technically it was impossible for him to overcome. I will help him overcome. But I will make it such that he has an excuse. And then even when he falls, Hashem says it's the Yetzer Hara's fault. והוא מה שעשה לעזאזל נעשה לב כל אבנו בני ישראל ועד שהגיע למחציתם נתרסקו עבריו. And that's the concept that we throw the Sar of Azazel over a cliff. What we're saying is there's a force here that's fighting us. It's not just me. If you'd ask me, take a person in a sterile environment to talk to them about what life is all about, everyone can be a tzaddik. Take him out and suddenly he has to contend with his desires. No, I can't be a tzaddik. What do you mean? I want so many things. Desire overtakes us. I have to overcome that desire. That's right, but it's a tough fight. ועתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא לשחוט למלאך המוות באופן שלפני המבול היה כפות המשקלות שוות. And Hashem's going to bring it back to the way it was before the flood. Before the flood, we had two Yitzrei Hara that were potent, but both of them were different. The Yitzer Hara, the conceptual Yitzer Hara, well, that one was weaker. After the flood, Hashem says, I'm obliterating the physical Yitzer Hara, but I'm making the conceptual one stronger. Hashem says, after the Hashem Shecht Zamal Chamavet, then your Yitzer Hara will come back to where it was before the flood, the conceptual one. V'abkoch Adam Nachia Hakaf Letova. V'rak Achayam Abun Nechlesha Ruchniut Shna Adam Umed HaKoch HaYitzer Gadol V'ilmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoyin HaYicholo. He says, only since the flood do we have that challenge where conceptually we're much more attracted than we were. Before the flood, we were attracted physically and conceptually, but each one was weaker. Together, they were very potent. Today, you don't have that physical. A person doesn't walk down the street and suddenly he's running like a madman. Let me find a woman. That's a person has needs, a person has desires, but it's not the same thing. Before the flood, it was like the cats. You had that part of the Yetzirah, and you had a conceptual Yetzirah. V'avdel shebin Noach l'Avraham. That's the difference between Noach and Avram. Noach yatzich sad letumcho. Noach needed support. Haynu ki etze pa Noach sheitzterchu sad letumcho. Umemela lo ayyye kokach gadol acharon afa la'adam. Noach brought the world to a point where we needed that support. Where we say every day our Yetzer Hara is so potent, Hashem helps us. Why is it so potent? You're not held so accountable when you mess up. Velo yosifu lekalel ta adama. וגם יקילו בדינו ובמשפטו, ולפיכך יסב נוח כל מגמתו לדחה כזו, שיהיה לו סעד לתומכות אלוקים תלך נוח, אולם אברהם אבינו שרצה לתקן העולם לחזרו, עתרה ליושנה כמו לפני החטא, אברהם comes and says, let's bring the world back to the way it was, let's fix things to a higher level, הסב את רחתו להיות הולכת לפניו, Avram says, I'm walking without Hashem's support. I will personally show what it is to be a pious person, where I will contend with the Yetzer Hara, and I will be successful. Et asher italachti lefanav. Avram says, I've walked before Hashem. Echzir tatzmo lamatzav shebo tigbar ruchanit, niyut. Avram says, we have to be so strong internally in our spirit that our spirit does overcome the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Akiva could sit there, and the Romans want to put him down, so they put him in a prison, and they bring women from the brothel, unclothed, to sit there and seduce him. And all night long, Rabbi Akiva spits to his right and spits to his left, and he spits to his right and he spits to his left. And the next morning, the governor asks him, are you not human? Don't you have desires like every other human? And Rabbi Akiva says, I didn't feel like they were human. I thought there were two carcasses next to me, two pieces of dead meat. Rabbi Akiva is a spiritual person. He's not interested in the physical temptations. He also had a wife. But his intimacy reflected a level of spirituality. So then when you lift the spirit to that level, so then the spirit overcomes the physical. There's no attraction? No. There is no attraction. Because the attraction begins somewhere else. That's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu uplifts the spirit to the point where the Yetzer Hara is not overtaking him. Not because Hashem's helping him, because he's uplifted his own spirit. Leman yu ha-mishkelot shavot. Suddenly there's a balance there. Vomnam ha-tachlit ha-yotel mvukashu achrei Hashem lokechim teleichu. Haynu she-yivu'a ruach ha-tumah legamri min ha-aretz ve-yashem le-melech ha-kol ha-aretz. Ve-yomu yi ha-shem chad u-shmu achad. We are looking for a point in time where we go in Hashem's footsteps. And we've obliterated the defiled spirit from the land. Hashem is king, and it's very clear what life is supposed to look like. We get confused when we don't really realize Hashem is king. If a person wakes up and he says, Hashem is king, that's clear to me. If that's clear, then the rest of the day falls into place. The problem is that's not so clear. So then there are a lot of things I want. The Chazal say about the generation of the flood, it says the soul of Moshe was around at the time of the flood. And Hashem wanted to give them the Torah, and Hashem wanted to give them the afflictions and the punishments of the Torah, and the sacrifices and prayer. Hashem wanted to give them everything. The generation of the flood had the potential of being the future of mankind. But there are three things that can only be attained if you if you're willing to suffer to attain them. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Abba. Hainyan shel Yisurim. What does it mean when a person has to suffer to attain something? Humibchinat cholat ahava la'asagatam shel elu shlosha dvarim. That's the concept of being lovesick. You really want those things. Shebizman shemegagim lehem atzmam bli shu matara acheret. Lovesick is, I want connection with that person, and it's not for an alternate goal. It's a totally different type of feeling. It's not because I want A or B or C from that person. I want to connect. That's called being lovesick for Torah, for the land of Israel. Ki ma'avat Torah l'shem Torah, for the sake of Torah. Avat Eretz Yisrael l'shem Eretz Yisrael, loving the land of Israel, because it's the land of Israel, irrespective of everything else. Olam haba l'shem olam haba, the world to come, because there's something there that's worthwhile for me. Zochim roim et p'chinat ha'insof sheyesh b'Torah v'Eretz Yisrael v'olam haba. A person who can really connect can see the concept that they are infinite. Ve'en ha'gaguim la'asigam kol kach gdolim ad she'na'asim ve'az ha'gaguim la'asigam kol kach gdolim ad she'na'asim cholim b'v'chinat cholat ha'ava ala insof she'bem ve'em em ha'yisurim. When we say you have to be willing to accept afflictions to acquire these, that's the affliction of being lovesick, says Rav Chala. That's the when a person says the connection that I could have to these is limitless, is infinite, and I want it, and I don't know that I'm going to attain it, and I'm going to keep wanting it. And that, he says, that's the idea of Yisurim. Okay, we'll pick up in a second. Yeah?
I lost the connection between the original...
We're not yet there. We'll see the connection.
Hold on. Okay. First, let me ask a question with regards to the generation of the flood. Rav Karlov just said that they had the potential. That they had the potential to be what exactly?
Let's hear. He's in the middle of a thought. You're right. He's presented many ideas and he hasn't shown how they're one idea yet.
Okay, fine.
That's so. Gonna come. ועולם גדול מזה עם ישראל עם קדושו שבזמן שאפשר להם להתגלות בכל רום צביין קודשם הם למעלה גם מדרגת היסורים של בחינת חולת אהבה הזו. Israel is greater than all this. That when they could bring out all the vibrant colors of their holiness, they're above that level of yearning. דהנה מצינו וזרח מישראל עם אופי אמר פרן שהקדוש ברוך הוא חזר כל אומה ולשון ושלם צונכם קבל את התורה ושיבוליו. We see Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations and they all said, I don't want it. V'Yisraelim shekiblu ta Torah mi, and Israel is the one that said, I do want it. Midach amu chazar shlo kiblu b'ratzonam b'zman Mordechai v'Esther ad achshav be'ones mikan v'elech b'ratzon. On the other hand, our sages say that Hashem forced them into it. He lifted the mountain and said, you take the Torah or the world's over. Until the days of Mordechai and Esther, they didn't do it of their own free will. V'yesh lefli al zeim kol Yisrael anu yachdav kol shedba Hashem tzem nishma hem ze lo hakablam ratzon chalila. If all of Israel calls out Nasev and Ishma, why do we say that later on when Hashem lifted the mountain over them, that was the pivotal moment? Wait, but they did agree. They did say Nasev and Ishma. Omnam chaz einyanu dine nishmat Yisrael min haTorah nitzelet, velashon shekabalah eino sheyach rak al shnei dvarim nifradim sheze mekabel min hasheni. Aval im haTorah hi atzma atzmiutah shel Yisrael lo sheyach bezeh lashon shel kabalah. The secret behind it is as follows. The soul of Israel comes from the Torah. You Kabbalah to accept is when I'm accepting something foreign. But when I'm reconnecting to something that's really me, you can't say Kabbalah. You didn't accept something.
What?
If I tell you, I want you to accept that you will breathe in the next 10 minutes. You didn't accept that. That's part of who you are. You must breathe.
Okay.
Well, part of who the Jewish people is, the Torah is a part of them. They did not accept something like a person who accepts, you know, I'll stand on my head twice a day. Yeah, that's not a part of who I am, but I'm willing to do it. There I accepted something. But when I accept to breathe, well, that's who I am. I accept to have my heartbeat. Very good, your heart beats, whether you like it or not. It's part of who you are. Your heart must beat. Am Yisrael accepts the Torah, but really the Torah is a natural part of them.
So then what's the deal with the whole... ceremonial
giving. Let's see. ובאמת, אילו היו אומות מקבלים את התורה להיה המכוון שהם יקבלו את התורה מבלדי ישראל, חס וחלילה. What would happen if the nations would say, yes, we're willing to accept the Torah? But that wasn't Hashem's plan, כי לא ייתכן שום הערה להשתשל לזה העולם, אם לא על ידי צינורם של ישראל. Our job is to bring the Torah to the world, אלא שהמכוון היה שיקבלו עליהם גם מרותם של ישראל. When Hashem offers them the Torah, Hashem offers them, are you willing to accept the way of the Torah that Am Yisrael is my chosen people? When Hashem offered the Torah to the rest of the world, what Hashem was offering them is, are you willing to adhere to the fact that I have a Torah? And Am Yisrael is going to be my emissaries here. That's the idea that the Nevi'im talk about. In future times, the nations will look and say, let's go to Israel. Let's learn how to serve Hashem. That's the way of life. What did Hashem tell them? Do you want the Torah? What Torah is there without the Jewish people? That's not Torah. Just as Israel without the Torah were not Israel. The nations say, no, we're not accepting the Torah. We're not accepting the idea that Am Yisrael has a special task in the world. Now, we know that when Adam ate from the forbidden fruit, the concept of good and bad got mixed. Adam was good, the fruit was bad, he ate the fruit, now the fruit became a part of him, and suddenly there's this mixture of good and bad in the world. So that mixture affected the whole world. And suddenly, even among the nations, you have souls that belong in Israel, Ve'ema Kerim, there are the people that ultimately convert. And so you want Israel to be on their level? They can't. We're not complete. We're missing the Geirim.
I mean, their potential.
Am Yisrael never reached their potential. And suddenly you say, it's natural for you. No, the world is not in that clear place where it's natural for us to accept the Torah. We do have to come out and say, we accept the Torah. Bivchinat Kabbalah. On a true sense, where Am Yisrael should be, it should be their natural way of life. On a true sense, where the soul of Israel is, well, the soul of Israel emanates from the Torah. But Israel is not yet united. All the Gerim, there are many souls out there that are not a part of us yet.
And does this also have to do with what Rav Kalap was originally talking about with the different types of Yetzer Hara?
Like, we'll get there. He isn't coming back to that point yet.
Okay.
So Rav Kalap is saying a scary point. He's saying, because we don't yet have the souls of the Gerim back in Israel, that affects all of us, and that's why the Torah is not so natural to us. Every Ger that comes and joins us helps us realize our potential, helps us connect to the Torah in the natural way, because we're missing those souls, we are not yet complete, and the Torah is not yet natural to us. V'Yisrael zulat ha-Torah, v'zeh ma shemianu Yisrael liyot b'vchinat Kabbalah, kidoshu v'chipsu b'giluyei amitiyutam, shehem hem atzmam, arei hem ha-Torah, v'ya nidrash az lichfot ar kegigit. And so when the Ribbono Shel Olam wants them to receive the Torah, they say, isn't it natural? And Hashem says, no, you have to accept it. You have to accept it. And they say, what do you mean accept it? You're telling us the natural way of life. What does that mean to accept it? The natural way of life means just like I breathe, just like my heart beats, I go the way of the Torah. And Hashem says, no, it's not natural for you. Don't think you can say that. You're not where you should be, the Jewish people. You're missing the Gerim. And so Hashem lifts the mountain and says, now you're going to accept it, not because you think it's your natural way of life, but because I'm telling you, you're going to accept it. V'rak acharei avor zman rav, v'ra'u ken tamu b'yad Hashem, asher galam minitzar, uv'yom asher sibru, hivei ha'yudim lishtot behem nafoch lahem asher yishleto ha'yudim, hem ha'besoneihem, nitrotzu gam b'arakka shel kabbalah, ulvad sheitkales ila. And it took them a millennium. It took them centuries to the point of Mordechai and Esther, where their enemies wanted to destroy them. And then they saw, no, we took control of the enemies, the story of Purim. Only then did they realize we have to adhere to the Torah, even when it's not so natural to us. And we can't assume that the Torah is going to be our natural way of life. No, the Torah is something we're responsible to even when it's not our natural way of life. Even when we're tempted, there's a decree to kill every Jew that's adhering to the Torah. So suddenly we realize we have to accept the Torah not just because it's natural to us. We have to accept Torah because it's an acceptance, even when we're not at the level. And part of what they wanted was to come up a notch, so to speak. Until now, they said, we'll accept it because God told us. Now they said, we of our own free will realize we have to accept it. And of our own free will, we realize we have to accept. Of our own free will, we realize it's not enough to say this is the natural way for us.
This was the mental switch that occurred during Purim.
Correct. So from our perspective, we are naturally connected to the Torah, and just as we are naturally connected. So too, we have a part of us that has that power of eternity of the Torah. And so we don't naturally sense that love sickness for the Torah because we always feel connected. Many Jews will tell you, you meet many times people in different walks of life, and they tell you, what do you mean? Don't look at me like that. I fast on Yom Kippur. I have a son-in-law who learns in yeshiva. People will tell you how they are connected. Look at me. I am connected. Every Jew has reasons why he feels he's connected. I once met a Jew who was married to a non-Jew. His children, unfortunately, weren't Jewish. He didn't know what a Torah looks like. And at the end of the meeting, he says to me, you know I'm Jewish? I said, yeah. He says, and I buy Israeli bonds. I said, what do you mean? He said, over $100,000 of Israeli bonds I buy. I support Israel. It was important to him to show I'm connected. So there's this aspect where everyone wants to be connected. And we don't have this feeling, I'm not connected, I wish I were connected. No, I feel I am connected. Everyone has this feeling. We had a student here who once, he came in covered with tattoos, a mohawk, earrings, chains. And he told me one of the first days, he said, you see this kippah? And this kippah on top of all the gel in his hair. And he says to me, I was in public school. And people would fight me and make fun of me over this kippah. But I didn't know anything about being Jewish other than wearing this kippah. And so I fought. People would fight me. You see these fists? You know how many people I had to fight? Because they'd want to take off my kippah. So you look at him and you say, what does he know about Judaism? He admits he doesn't know anything, but he knows one thing. A kippah is being Jewish, he wears a kippah. With the mohawk, with the public school, with the gangs, he was with everything, he was always with a kippah. Because everyone has that point where they feel, I'm connected. I want to know more, I should know more, but I am connected. The generation of the flood was a time where you don't yet have Israel. If God would give them the Torah at that time, then the Torah would be a form of affliction. The people wouldn't be able to connect to the Torah naturally. You didn't yet have Am Yisrael. And then the Torah would have been an external concept. Comes the Ron Shom says Torah. And the people have to turn their whole lives upside down. It's completely unnatural to them. Now you have to accept the Torah. Now it's very different than Am Yisrael with the Torah. And they'd have a life filled with yearning, where they'd say, I wish I could connect to that Torah. It's not natural to me. I'm doing something different. The same idea of sacrifices and prayer. Sacrifices and prayer are means of connecting our soul with our body. A sacrifice uplifts the physical to connect to the soul. When you see sacrifice, it affects you. Your body is now uplifted to connect to the soul. You're connected to that animal you sacrifice. You feel connected. When the animal slaughtered and you see the animal in its death throes and you see it dying and you see its blood coming out and you realize there's a part of me that was there, suddenly you're physical body connects to your soul. Prayer is where you put the soul into the body. In the generation of the flood, Israel was not yet defined. After Israel was chosen, so then our body and our soul are pure, and they can act in unison. The body and the soul give song to Hashem. And that's what's yet to come when Hashem's honor is revealed. But in the generation of the flood, it would have been again an external factor. Now we have to work backwards and connect all the dots. Okay. Now, he began by asking, Noach needed support, and Avram walked before Hashem. The idea that our desire is always so potent and Hashem helps us to overcome it. So he says, what does it mean that Hashem says, I will not curse the earth because of man? Man has evil inclination. So he says, initially in creation everything had free will, and the earth chose to be that part of man which has earthly desires. Yes? And when Hashem brought the flood, what Hashem said was, I will no longer curse the earthliness within the man. Man will no longer have that earthly desire. We have conceptual desire, which leads to physical desire. We have physical desires, but everything starts with the mind. Our decisions and our movements, everything, we don't find ourselves running after our desires without our mind giving thought. It's all going to work through the mind. What's the difference between Noach and Avram? Noach needs the support
to overcome that animalistic earthly Yetzirah, because he was from the generation where that actually existed within humanity. Whereas Abraham, being created after, plus being by virtue of being the first Jew, or being natural with the Torah, I'd assume he had that he was at that level as an individual, being the progenitor of the Jewish nation, which is whose potential is natural with Torah, being the progenitor. Therefore, Noah needed godly assistance because of what he actually had to overcome by virtue of the nature of his generation. Whereas Abraham, by virtue of his nature being the progenitor of the Jewish nation, whose nature is naturally Torah, the difference in assistance was that much different.
So. The only thing is, he's learning that Noah being supported by Hashem was throughout his life. And even though after the flood, Hashem had removed that earthly desire, but Hashem had strengthened the conceptual desire. And so that's the idea that Hashem says, every day you need my help to overcome that Yetzer. Why does Hashem make it that way? So that way when we fall, there's a good excuse.
So the flood actually did change Noah also?
Correct.
Okay.
Everyone was changed.
Almost everyone was dead.
Right. But Hashem's saying from now on, things are going to be different.
But what I had assumed was that Noah, by virtue of having the godly assistance in his life even before the flood, that he was already
to a degree different
than the rest of the people in his generation.
Doesn't seem that way. It seems that.
So he was like them. God assisted him to overcome, saved him, and by having him build the teva and everything, and then
after the flood, Hashem says, from now on, man will have his yetzer hara work through conceptuals, through concepts, not through. It won't just be the animalistic desires that were here until now.
Was there any sort of physical alteration also, such as Avraham Avinu underwent a circumcision?
I don't know.
Was there? Okay.
I don't know. So Noach's life was the idea that, with Hashem's support, I can overcome the Yetzer Hara. And that's what Noach represents. Avram represents a totally different concept. I will purify myself. I will connect to Hashem in a way that my purification, my greatness and spirituality will naturally overcome the Yetzer Hara. And the idea that the generation of the flood, Hashem wanted to give them the Torah, Hashem wanted to give them the Torah. Well, he says, what does that mean, Kabbalat Torah? He says, when we say Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, can only be acquired through Yisurim, that's the desire of being lovesick. I want those. I not for any other goal. When I see how they are eternal and I can't reach that eternity, I always want more. That's the idea of Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba being acquired that way. But Am Yisrael, when they can reach their level, so then they don't need to be lovesick. When they can reach the level that, what is Hashem offering the other nations? That they should be play a supportive role to us, and they say no. What does that mean? Am Yisrael doesn't want Kabbalah Satorah because they didn't want to accept it as something external. But Hashem says, you have to accept it as something external. You do need Yisurim to connect to Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. You're not on that level where you can connect naturally. He says the idea is we don't have the Gerim. We're not complete because we're missing many souls. But bottom line, Hashem says, you're not yet there. We didn't accept that we're not yet there. We thought we connect to the Torah naturally. Hashem says, no, you have to accept it through Yisurim because you're not yet perfect. So the generation of the flood, when Hashem wants to offer them the Torah, that's because we are connected to the Torah. That's true. And so... But the generation of the flood did not yet have a people of Israel. And if the Torah would have been given to them, so then the Torah would have come down with great afflictions because it would be totally not natural to them. We have a partial, it's partially natural to us. We're not yet completely there. What's the idea of giving them karban and tefillah? He says that's two ways of elevating the soul. So again, Noah walks with Hashem's support. That's the idea that Hashem makes the Yetzer Hara greater, and with his support we can overcome it. It's all conceptual. Avraham strengthens the spirit to the point where he naturally connects and he naturally overcomes that Yetzer. The people of Israel wanted to be on Avraham's level. They wanted to say, we can naturally connect. We don't need Kabbalah as an external thing. Hashem says, no, you're not yet there. You can't accept it naturally and say, the Torah is natural to me. You have to accept it as an external thing. God said so, and I have to do it. It's true that when Hashem wanted to offer it to the generation of the flood, they couldn't hack it because it would be completely external to them. So that's the Mahalach, more or less, that we just saw. That we have the idea that for Noah, he needs Hashem's support. The Torah is the way of the Torah is difficult. Avram can reach a point where the connection is natural. He does not need Hashem's support. He's elevated his soul to that point. The people of Israel want to be on Avram's level, but they're not exactly all there yet. And the people of the generation of the flood were at the opposite extreme. That had Hashem given them the Torah, it would have been completely unnatural to them. It would have been a complete obliteration of who they are. Now I have to accept Torah. I have a totally opposite new way of life. And that's how he explains that medrash. Say that?